All right, Jabosei, good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up page Kuf Mem Aleph, paragraph Hey, in the Shar HaRevi'i, speaking about the concept of, continuing to speak about the concept of kapara, of atonement. The Gam Lachal Yazas, remember again, same theme that we've been focusing on over the last number of days, namely the concept that for certain aspects of sin, even tshuva by itself is not enough, but rather, again, one will require some other type or form of atonement in order to be able to effect or to complete absolute tshuva. So he's giving examples of this. Yesterday, remember, again, we saw the example of Yom Kippur, where even though a person may have done tshuva, they still require Yom Kippur in order to go ahead and effect complete atonement. V'gam l'chol yazeh. The same idea is for this illness. We did Chilul Hashem yesterday, right? We spoke about Chilul Hashem. Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. Let me get my bearings here. So remember, again, we're speaking about the idea that his example that he gave was like Chilul Hashem. God forbid one desecrates God's name through his behavior. So ultimately, again, even if a person does tshuva for that, and even if a person has Yom Kippur, a sin like that creates such a negative, almost tidal wave effect, that tshuva and Yom Kippur by themselves are not enough to affect atonement, but rather one will actually need the process of misa. One will need the process of death in order to be able to affect full atonement. So that was his extreme example of how certain things cannot be remedied by tshuva alone. But yet, interestingly enough, he says, now this is paragraph A, v'gam l'chol yazeh, for even for this illness, meaning referring to the illness of Chilul Hashem, even though it cannot be repaired or it cannot be healed like other sins, so interestingly enough, what the Shari Tshuva writes is that the true remedy for Chil Hashem ultimately is going to be Kiddush Hashem. That if a person, God forbid, desecrates God's name through his behavior, if he has the ability with God's help to find a way to sanctify the name of heaven, to find a way to ultimately be mekadesh shem shamayim, ulahodia livneha adam gevuras Hashem, ukivod hadar malchuso, and he finds a way ultimately to teach or to inform or to show to people the greatness of God, the beauty of his majesty, v'sar avono berov godol kishron hamaisa, shubehefech min hamaisa asher noel v'asher chatabo. So this is interesting. So the Shai Tshuva says that sometimes the only way to remedy negative behavior is to engage in the exact opposite behavior. So for example, if a person, God forbid, did something that ultimately was mechal al shem shamayim, that desecrated the name of heaven, a person engaged in behaviors that ultimately besmirched the name of God, so again, there are many steps to remedy that transgression. This tshuva, this Yom Kippur, and at the end of the day, a person may also require misa. A person may require death. But what also works is to do the opposite. If I was mechal shem shamayim, I have to figure out a way to be mekadesh shem shamayim. How do I sanctify the name of heaven? He says, kima'amar harofim acholi haguf. Now this is similar to what the doctors say regarding physical illness. How so? Kiyirpa. Sometimes, if a person is ill, and that illness was brought about, let's say, because of bad things in my diet, or because of certain activities that ultimately I did that got me into a precarious health state, so the doctor will say, I have to reverse my behavior. So what's true on the physical level is often true on the spiritual level as well. So this is an incredible yisod, because what the Shari Tshuva is telling us is that sometimes when we get ourselves into spiritual trouble, what we need to figure out is literally how to reverse course. Sometimes in life you have to do a 180. And if my negative life behavior is taking me in one direction, I need to figure out literally how to put it in reverse, turn myself around and go in the opposite direction. Bechased ve'emes yichupar avam. Ube'arnu b'shar rishon min ha'tshuva. Says Shlomo HaMelech says that sometimes with chesed and emes. He says ve'inyan ha'emes. What does it mean with chesed and emes? A person could atone for a sin. Ve'inyan emes shehiskir be'uro sheyachin ha'chote libo lechazek yedei ha'emes. V'la'azor l'mevak she'emuno u'lahasir ha'sheker v'ha'evel. Ki ha'odas ha'emes v'ashivu li'bitzorin kvod ha'lokim. Just going to read one more line. Kinyan shnemar don din Oni ve'evion astov halohi das osi ve'ne'emar old fi'asheker ve'mirah me'anu das osi. So this is an incredible idea. So first of all, Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishlei that there are two ways in which one is able to atone for sin. Of course, it's more than two ways, but for our purposes right now, chesed and emes. He explains, so what does this mean, this chesed and emes? He says, emes is that a person has to strengthen their heart to focus on that which is correct. That very often the reason why chet occurs is because the person creates an alternate delusional reality for themselves. My hierarchy of truths is skewed. And when the hierarchy of truths is skewed, then at the end of the day, it's difficult to engage in proper behavior. So sometimes the pathway to tshuva begins by saying, what's my guiding light? What's been my guiding light up until now in life? And is that the correct guiding light? Or do I need some type of course-correcting truths? So this is a very important yesod, which is that very often when we get ourselves into trouble in life, we've spoken about this before, Rav Soloveitchik discusses this idea, sin does not, you know, like metastasize out of nowhere. Sin just doesn't pop up one day. Sin is the result of a culmination of many, many smaller behaviors that themselves, interestingly enough, individually, may not be sinful and may appear relatively innocuous. But when you string them together, form a pattern of behavior. And that's often because I've lost my true conception of what MS is. I have to keep my eye on the MS ball. And without MS, without knowing what truth is, then I lose my way. Without knowing what I'm working towards, without knowing what I'm aspiring to, without knowing what's correct in life, a person can make all the wrong choices. So the Shai Tshuvas, we're going to stop over here for today, but the Shai Tshuvas is bringing this down because at the end of the day, this is what he was saying before, that sometimes a person realizes, I'm not following MS. I'm not following MS. I'm following a whole bunch of other stuff, but MS is not informing my life view. And because of that, I have to turn things around in totality to try to find MS and allow that to inform my behaviors. All right, we'll stop over. We're going to pick up with this idea in Meretz Hashem again tomorrow.